Macmillan Audio presents Without Mercy by Colonel David Hunt and R.J. Pinero. Read for you by P.J. Oakland. To those who gave their lives in the global war against terrorism, to those who continue to fight this noblest of fights, to the victims of cowardly acts of terror, and to their families. We will not prematurely or unnecessarily risk the costs of a worldwide nuclear war in which even the fruits of victory would be ashes in our mouth. John F. Kennedy. Prologue. The Hand of God. Bagram, Afghanistan. They moved swiftly and decisively, with the quiet confidence of knowing one's fate and being prepared to face it. Jamal was in charge, but he was not in front. He was coordinating the night raid from the rear of the assault force, racing toward Bagram Airfield with speed and abandonment. His Jeep Wrangler's 32-inch off-road tires bit into the uneven terrain, kicking up dirt and gravel, the road noise deafening. Sweat rolled down his forehead and into his eyes, stinging them. Blinking it away, Jamal tightened his grip on the steering wheel while crossing a shallow ravine. The Wrangler bounced, going airborne for a second, before landing hard on all four tires, slamming the suspension. Jaws clenched, he kept his hands taut on the wheel to avoid setting off the 50 pounds of Semtex explosives secured to the rear seat. His demolition expert had designed it to detonate with a spring-loaded trigger strapped to his left hand, or by the digital timer fixed with Velcro to the dashboard. Initially set for 5 minutes. And counting. 20-foot concrete walls surrounded the airfield's western perimeter. Outward-facing floodlights pierced the massive cloud of dust trailing the collection of 4x4s ahead of him. His force consisted primarily of the rugged UAZ-469, the Soviet's version of his Jeep. It was appropriately nicknamed Kozlik, or Goat, because of its ability to handle rocky hills. Left behind during the Soviet Union's 1989 retreat, Jamal's deadly herd of refurbished all-terrain vehicles sported fat sand-grabbing tires and overhauled engines. He silently cursed the damn lights giving those guarding the compound the unfair advantage of seeing better and farther than his group. But it would not matter. Jamal's answer to their technology was not to fight it, but rather overwhelm it and deceive it, and those who depended on it. Every four-wheel drive racing across the desert hauled a similar load of Semtex, all double-rigged like his. 4 minutes. He eyed the red LED counter directly in front of him, and then the pressure trigger as the desert rushed past him and the tan-colored wall grew larger in his windshield. An 8-foot-tall chain-link fence topped with barbed wire stretched around the compound 20 feet in front of the wall, forming a perimeter road used by patrolling Humvees. But tonight, there were none in sight. Yet. The plan was simple. Hit the airfield hard and fast in multiple sections along its western border. If they broke through, great. Kill everyone they could. If the defenses held, no problem. The real mission was already in progress, 3 miles on the other side of the base. And nothing on Earth could stop that attack. Jamal's diversionary force of 34 drivers had rehearsed, prayed, and rehearsed again. They had accepted the inevitable outcome of their actions. Some yelled, some cried, some sweated, some were calm, and some even chanted. But they all charged as one across the sand toward their certain...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?